questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. This is Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Karimi. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
That's right, Sheikh Karimi. For today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of istikhara. And why do people lead with the Holy Quran? Let's first define istikhara. What is it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The unfortunate point about istikhara is that what is common among the people is not the concept of, at least the main concept of istikhara, which has been taught by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. The concept, I mean, the word istikhara means to ask for khair, to ask for goodness and blessing from someone. And when it comes to the concept of istikhara as a technical term, we do the same. We say istakhirullah or istakhartullah, meaning that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness and for blessing. So what we mainly find in the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam is that the concept of istikhara is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your work, your life, whatever your, I mean, your job, whatever you are looking for, blissful and with barakah, with khair, with goodness. And in almost all the cases, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, they have encouraged the people to do so. Instead of doing what is common nowadays, istikhara through Quran and the tasbih and so on and so forth, this is not at least widespread in the narration. What we have in the narration is that when you have whether you have any doubt to do something or not, are encouraged, you are highly recommended to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making that job blissful, with goodness, with barakah.
When you have no choice or you cannot decide for an important
case. No, it's not only limited to that. Okay. Even for any action that you want to do, we are highly recommended to do so. What is the concept of istikhara, for example? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that no one does istikhara from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 70 times except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him blessing. Does it mean that istikhara through Quran? Not at all. This concept is not that much found in the narrations.
Yes.
Meaning that you are going to do something. You are going to begin, a new work, anything. You want to, go out of your home at the early in the morning.
Yes.
You may read a supplication or some prayers. I will mention some of them. And then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that please make my day blissful. Please make my job full of blessing and goodness. So you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness, whether you have any doubt or not, it doesn't make any difference. In another narration, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that in the last sajda prostration of your morning prayer, do istikhara for 101 times. What does it mean? Does it mean that istikhara by Quran? No. Just say astakhirullah. Oh Allah, I ask you for khair, or I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair, for barakah. And praise Allah and send salawat upon the Prophet and his family members and the rest part of the narration. So in all these cases, let me just share one more narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, in which he says, whoever wants to begin any work, he or she should say a turak of prayer. Then after the prayer, they should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, send salawat. And then to pray that, oh Allah, if there is any khair, any goodness, any blessing in this job, then please make it easy for me to do that. Otherwise, please prevent me from doing that.
That's right.
And the Imam says about the verses and the chapters to be recited in that prayer. This is one group of the narrations which is telling the people that ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair for any work, whether you have doubt or not. We have another group of narrations about the times when we have doubt and hesitation, whether we should begin the work, for example, we should do that work or not.
You cannot decide properly exactly. On a crucial point, okay?
In one narration, Ishaq ibn Ammar, this narration is quoted by Sheikh Asadur in Mala Yahdur al-Faqih, he says to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that sometimes I'm about to do something, but I have some doubt whether I need to do that or not. Then the Imam says that if you have such a feeling, if this happens to you, just say 2 rak'ah of prayer and say Astaghfirullah for 101 times, meaning that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair. And then look which side seems and looks better to you and just do that one. In another narration, Ibn Asbad tells Imam al-Rida alayhi salam that sometimes we are going to go to a journey and the way is very dangerous and we are hesitating whether to go through a sea or through a land. And the Imam says that Imam says some recommendations, and finally he says that just say a 2 rak'ah of prayer, and after the prayer, you do istikhara, meaning that ask Allah for making this journey blissful and full of barakah for you, and then decide to go through sea or land, whatever. So the narrations which are in the state of hesitation, doubt, shak, are also encouraging the people to do so, instead of consult what we are nowadays, call it consulting the Quran or doing istikhara through tasbih. The concept of istikhara that is mainly mentioned by the Imam of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam are related to the literal meaning of istikhara, asking for goodness.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. So whether we...
So this could be throughout reading any kind of supplication or no? You have to open the Quran?
No, it has nothing to do with the Noble Book of Quran.
Okay, that's
you may just read the supplication. Or a 2 rak'ah of prayer as mentioned by the Imam of the Ahl Bayt. And after the prayer, you just say, for example, 101 times, Astaghfirullah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair, for barakah. And then you choose the one that looks better to you. Now, what about, so if this is the case, so what is about the istikhara that nowadays is widespread among the people? There are few narrations in this regard, according to which, the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, they have done this for the people in the state of doubt and hesitation. But according to the, many researchers, of course, there are debates and discussions about that, but many people believe that none of them has an authentic chain of the narration. So we cannot say for sure istikhara, the way that is widespread among the people nowadays, is something based on the narrations. No. The narrations refer to the istikhara that I talked about, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness, and unfortunately many people do not pay attention to this type of istikhara nowadays. When it comes to marriage, they just ask for istikhara through Quran or tasbih. But the point is that, okay, even if that's okay, at least do that istikhara, the genuine one too. Say a 2 rak'ah of prayer, read a supplication, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing and khair and for barakah.
And what about the second type, referring to someone to do istikhara for you? Does it have any specific knowledge or something like that? For example, because nowadays the people do so. For example, they themselves might not understand the text of the Holy Quran, or they are not understanding of interpreting the verses because of the, we can say, this butun or deep layers of the Holy Quran. So they refer to some, for example, offices of Maraja or some people to do istikhara for them. It doesn't necessarily need any type of, religious knowledge or not.
So the first type of istikhara that is the genuine one, no, because it's about supplication and saying
and asking for blessing.
When it comes to consulting the Quran and doing that with tasbih, as I mentioned, according to many researchers, we cannot attribute it for sure to the Imams of the Ahl Bayt that they have done it for the people. But does it mean that this is a bid'ah and an innovation in the religion of Islam? No. Because when we are hesitating, according to these scholars who reject the concept of istikhara, they believe that, yes, we can, what we call it based on the niyyah, intention of raja, hope.
Yes.
We can consult the Quran. We can do that through tasbih just to remove our hesitation and doubt. So it might be a way, but does it mean that it is a religious way? What do I mean by religious way? Because many people say that, is it an obligation upon us to act upon the answer of istikhara? The istikhara is telling me that you need to do that. Is it an obligation upon me? The answer is no. It is not an obligation, because istikhara in the way that is done nowadays is not putting you in and is not giving you an obligation.
Yes.
It's just a way for the intention of raja and hope to remove your hesitation and doubt.
Mm-hmm.
You may act upon it, you may not act upon it. At the end of the day, it's a way to for some people for their hesitation to be removed. And of course, if you're going to consult the Quran, it's better to ask the people who have the knowledge of it.
Yes.
Because whether that verse, we may understand the literal meaning of the verse,
yes,
but there are some butuns, some deeper layers of the meaning of the verses.
Okay.
At least it is better to consult,
yes,
and to refer to the scholars.
And some people might criticize that istikhara is against rationality, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the mind power and the rationality, so you can decide according to your own intellect. But why, for example, referring and consulting with a text, with a book of the Holy Quran? What is the use and benefit of it? Do you have any answer to that?
Sure. Unfortunately, nowadays, especially some religious people, they go to extreme when it comes to istikhara. Even the scholars who believe in the second type of istikhara, consulting the Quran, all of them, they have said that istikhara is the last option, is the last choice when there is no other way.
Mm-hmm.
You have done everything, but still you are in the state of hesitation and doubt. So, especially when it comes to marriage, and for example, a job, you need to do all the researches needed. So if you come to this conclusion that the boy is the girl is a good choice for you or your mm-hmm. or for your children, you have no hesitation. So why do you do istikhara again? It's not needed. It's exactly against the rationality that we are talking about regarding the religion of Islam.
Yes.
So if this is, this is not the case for istikhara. Even if we accept the second type of istikhara, it is only for the cases that we have done all the needed researches, we have done everything, we have consulted the people. First of all, the first stage is that we need to think, we need to contemplate whether this job is fitting me or not, whether that person is fitting for my marriage or not. Second of all, we need to consult other people, people who know better than me, and refer to different people. At the end of the day, if it is still 50-50, you're hesitating whether to do that, as I told you, with the intention of raja, you may do the istikhara.
That's right.
To remove that hesitation. But before that, istikhara has no validity. And unfortunately, it's a wrong custom among
yes.
the people that they overdo istikhara. Some people, they may do it on a daily basis for any job.
Okay.
This at least has nothing to do with the teaching of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhimus salam.
That's all right. But asking for the khair, as you said, blessing and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely okay.
It's well-rooted in the narration,
yes,
and
yes.
we need to preach this idea.
Yes.
For the people who are, hesitating a lot, they
yes.
need to this type of istikhara, because this is the way we are told,
that's right.
taught by the Imam of the Ahl Bayt alayhi wasalam.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of istikhara and the types and the categories of istikhara.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن